Over my professional life, I have seen and known a lot of successful actors. I thought it would be a great idea to talk today about what makes a successful actor. The successful actor on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. How are you? I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director with the McCorkle Group in New York. Hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day, and I'm really excited to have a frank conversation with you about what it is to be a successful actor. But first, this is that moment of the conversation where I want to thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. It's been an incredible journey so far, and I'm grateful that you've chosen to join us. I do have a favor, though. I would love to have you check out the YouTube channel because we're simulcasting, so to speak. We're recording the podcast and videotaping at the same time. And it would be really great for you to check out the YouTube channel. And if you have any thoughts, if you have any comments, if you want to do a thumbs up, that would be really, really great. If you're new to Casting Actors Cast, welcome. It's cool that you're here. I hope that you will find this to be an excellent resource for giving you really good content, really good information about the business of show. I've been doing it for quite a while now, and I just have such a great time. But I also know it's important that you get really good, solid information about what it is to being a professional actor. And that's why I'm here. Also, I want to give my shout out to Actors Connection. What a wonderful organization this is. Actors Connection for many years has been providing workshops and seminars and classes, and they're doing that now online. They're doing virtual workshops and classes and intensives. And in fact, I'm excited to tell you that I'll be teaching a couple of different classes coming up in September virtually on Actors Connection. So I invite you to go there, check out Actors Connection, check out some classes. And if you're interested, I would love to be able to work with you in person online at Actors Connection. All my great friends, Tony Nation is just an outstanding guy who's been running it and doing such an incredible job. So that's my thanks to them. It's great because they are able to promote my podcast on their website. And of course, I love to promote them because it's such a really, really cool place to be. So that's my kind of shameless promotional plug for Actors Connection. Oh, also, by the way, would you please go ahead and check out castingactorscast.com. That's castingactorscast, all one word, .com. Because there you're going to find a lot of additional information. You're going to find a lot, all of the past episodes of Casting Actors Cast. So you can kind of go into the archives and check out a lot of cool information there. Stuff that you might find is very specific to what interests you. So why not check that out? Also, there's a form there that says dive into the talent pool. I'm really hopeful that we can continue to grow this community of actors, like-minded individuals who really want frank, honest discussions about the business of being an actor. And so if you fill out that form and you submit it by clicking it, by the way, you can give me, you can leave a question, you can give me a review, you can feedback, anything that you want, really. And when you submit that form, it'll open up an opportunity for you to download a book on voiceovers, a book I wrote a few years ago called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. I'm very proud of this workshop-oriented book. It's got exercises and lots of copy and ways in which you can develop your voiceover skills. That's absolutely free of charge by just submitting the form. Okay. I think that's all the business we want to get out of the way. Let's get back into the subject of being a successful actor, the successful actor. I think in order for us to have this conversation, I want to share with you some thoughts that I have had both as an actor and now as a casting director, both as somebody who has had those success models in my mind change over the years, but also having worked with and seen successful actors and the way in which they work. There are some definitely, I think, helpful habits, things that these successful actors do that might be helpful to see if you can apply some of these habits, some of these ways in which successful actors work into your own life. But maybe you already are feeling successful. That's amazing. That's great. But let's define it first, right? Because success for a lot of people, especially younger folks, like if you're going into college now, maybe you're starting up your BFA or MFA degree program at a university. Maybe the motivation you have is that you're a really talented person and you would really love to get a movie, or you would love to make a lot of money and perhaps get a TV series that makes you famous. Now, I understand that. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with fame and fortune. I do think, though, that we get carried away with the concept of what we think that model of success is, right? Because I know a lot of really famous, really wealthy actors who are really unhappy. They're not inherently unhappy, but they're very insecure. A lot of these successful actors don't feel that they deserve their success, that they sort of fell into it. And then again, there are those actors who have a different kind of success model. So success might be a different thing to different people. And boy, is that okay. I mean, that's really an all right thing, I believe. So what does success mean to you? For many of us, I think success is, I want to be a working actor. I want to be gainfully and steadily employed in the business of acting. And I think that that's a wonderful goal to have. I think that there's some kind of misplaced energy, frankly, in just going after being famous or being wealthy. And of course, you know, we're living in a really unusual time now, I think, because with the internet and with the technology that we have, a lot of people are kind of getting famous for being famous. It's just kind of weird. But having the talent, developing the skills, applying those skills into the areas in which you have the greatest degree of interest is really a fantastic way of growing a career. So what does success mean to you? Is it working steadily? Is it just being a working actor? Maybe it's not even that as much as it is being in the world. Being in the world of theater, being in the world of acting in film or acting on television. What does that mean is such an individual and unique personal decision. But take the time to evaluate, what does success mean for you? I think the best way of measuring success is whether or not your goals are being met. Are the milestones that you set up for yourself being met? You know, for example, if you are working towards your BFA or MFA degree program and you really have some very specific goals about what you want to achieve with your training, or maybe you are just in training. Maybe you're fresh out of school and saying, you know, I'm not really that interested in the college thing. I'm really just interested in developing my skill set as an actor. Well, are those goals being met? And so I think if you have set yourself some short-term goals rather than these big, I want to be rich and famous, maybe it's much healthier for you to think in terms of those goals, which would give you sort of a launching point for the next goal. So achievable goals over the relatively short period of time include things like your training, include things like getting roles, working on scripts, participating in your career. as much as you can. So that's the model of success. Let's talk a little bit about some successful people that I know that you might not think on first glance are successful. But let's talk about those actors who are working, let's say, in regional theaters throughout the country. I know many, many of these people, and by any standard, I would call them successful. They work in the regional theater world. They have an entire kind of catalog of roles that they've been able to play. They've been able to raise a family. They are loved and adored by the community that they are working in. To me, that's a great model of success. I know many of those kinds of actors. On the other hand, I also know very famous actors, really well-known actors, and it might surprise you to know that many well-known actors are also living in a very, very insecure place. It's as if they think they'll never work again, that they have no control over a career, that it just sort of is evolving, and they don't know how to sort of sustain that level over a long period of time. That can get very, very frustrating for a lot of people. So I would ask you, where does that fit in terms of the success model? Now, having said that, a lot of very successful actors, anybody would say that they're successful, they're also using their creativity for good. By that I mean, many well-known actors are using their celebrity status for social significance, for participating in the current movements that Black Lives Matter, for example, or participating in charitable organizations that are really helping to change people's lives. That falls into that success model, that they know their place in the world and they're able to use that celebrity status to give of themselves, of their talent, their time, their money, in order to pay it forward. And I think that's also kind of a checklist of success. So as an actor, are you paying it forward? I'm not asking you to put more pressure on yourself. I'm just asking you to have a healthy perspective. If your goal is just to get a television series and you really work at that and you meet casting directors who are doing television series and you're getting an agent who's going to help you with a television series and that's your entire sum and total focus, far be it for me to be critical of that. But I have seen so many times that that narrow focus sometimes leaves you letting go of other opportunities that might be in front of you. There are other successful actors that I know that branch out, that they develop their own production companies, that they stay creative by participating in the success of others by purchasing or hanging on to script ideas that they are in their own development. And so they decide that they're going to start producing now. You probably know a lot of those people too. I love those actors that have their fingers in a lot of different pies, that they're looking at new projects all the time, that they're developing themselves in a really interesting way to stay creative, but also to stay sharp with their acting at the same time. You see, I used to think, even when I was acting, that if I was thinking of other things other than my career, that I wasn't doing the work that needed to be done. I really did think that way. And so I really denied myself relationship opportunities. I really denied myself because my ego was so involved in a lot of this stuff that I thought, well, I just need to take an occasional acting class just to sort of, that's because that's the right thing to do. You know, I really didn't necessarily feel it was the right thing to do. I thought, you know, if I'm not working, I am not successful. And I think that there's a mistake in that way of thinking now that I'd be able to sort of ponder and think back on those times. And I'm wondering where you are with that. How do you feel about the level of success you've achieved at this point. Sure, you probably have other goals in mind, that there are other things that you want to achieve. That's, you know, that makes perfect sense, right? But at the same time, if it's just such a narrow focus, then I only think that that's bringing up additional areas of frustration, of not feeling complete or whole. That was certainly my story, and I have changed. I've changed my thinking over the years about what that success model is. I know that successful actors have an awareness of who they are, their place in the world. They have an awareness of the social media component of their career. Many successful actors have coaches on the set, for example, that are helping them because the director might not be able to spend as much time with them as they want, so they'll bring in a coach. There are many well-known actors who bring in their own coaches to help them in terms of the work of acting. But they have this other social media component that they're very, very well aware of. And of course, there are successful actors who have publicity people that help them stay well known and stay current and giving press releases and keeping themselves, you know, in the community. They're keeping themselves in the public eye as much as they possibly can. So that's something that you might want to think about in terms of, is that what you want? Is that where you need to be? That all depends on where you are in the world. I also know that successful actors are very active in taking care of themselves in the right way. It's as if they are also their product. And I don't mean that in a deprecating sort of superficial way. I mean that they know that they need to keep themselves in the best of health, that they take care of themselves mentally, physically, and emotionally. I know that there are successful actors who take classes all the time. Your job of getting additional training and taking classes is never over as an actor. You're always growing and developing and channeling your creativity for those things that you can find are rewarding, ultimately. So I guess what I'm trying to say about successful actors is that slow and steady wins the race. About outreach, using your creativity to be a participant in some of the socially relevant areas of our lives today by giving of your time and your talent. I know that there are actors who create a lot of work for themselves by developing their one-person show, for example, by reading scripts all the time, by seeing what's going on out there and participating in it, but also being an observer of what's taking place. The trends in the industry are really important to stay on top of. Now, lest you think I'm just trying to throw more work your way, more things that you have to do, I'm not. I really am not. I am asking you to take a good, hard look at what success means to you, what you can do to achieve that level of success, and then just simply putting one foot in front of the other and moving forward. You don't need me to tell you that this is a difficult time that we're living in. And the only way that I can see to move forward in this weird time is to take small steps. It's a marathon and not a race. I know you've heard that before. But I think bottom line is, why don't you decide what kind of an actor you want to be? What kind of an actor do you want to be 4 years from now, 3 years from now? Imagine that. Where do you want to be 3 years from now? And you know what? Make choices based on that today. In other words, be the actor you want to be 3 years from now, starting today. In terms of choices, behavior, relationships, personal development, taking care of yourself, just those basic things, Again, this is not meant to make you go crazy. This is meant more as a way to feel confident and secure that you are in the right place because you've looked at it in a really wholesome way. Maybe that sounds weird, in a wholesome way. Not that you need to be wholesome, but you are, right? Taking a good look, taking a snapshot of where you are now will only help make your decisions for the future. I hope that this has been helpful to you. Please let me know. I would love to hear your comments and your feedback. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and this is Casting Actors Cast.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support, just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.